Hello, nice internet people.
Hi.
Here we are, Ian and Jane, doing the Edinburgh Festival Fringe, day 10.
10.
Show 3?
Three
for you, 2 for me.
Yeah.
So this was...
Ironing Board Man.
We think it was Jane's choice, but we're not quite sure about that.
No, but anyway.
First thing I've got to say is I have had my hair ironed twice in the show. But
So it's Jodie Kamali. Physical theatre clown.
Definitely.
One man, 10 ironing boards, 1 epic soundtrack. Watch in awe as Jodie Kamali cleverly transforms these everyday household items into the tools of an action-packed Hollywood romance, an inventive physical comedy show that, quote, demands applause.
The first thing I think I want to say is we sat on the front row. Don't sit on the front row. You will be involved in the show. I mean, actually, all people from all over.
Oh, there were loads of people.
There's lots of people involved in the show, and actually, it's very non-threatening. It's very funny, but I mean, at one point, he flew up past my chair and went across the.
I mean, he climbed up to an old lecture theatre. So he climbed up between Ian and another lady, and
So if you're still maybe involved, but you're certainly more at risk of being hit by an ironing board. Although I think the quality of his physicality means that he misses you.
I mean,
it's pretty close at times.
I will confess, I did feel slightly in danger on a couple of occasions, but interestingly, he never picked me for anything.
No, he didn't actually. Yeah.
So anyway,
yeah, but he picked me. But and I was rubbish at the football.
Oh yeah, yeah, you missed.
Yeah,
you?
Missed massively. But
So there is
Well, can I just say that at the end, Jodie said, good luck. I don't think he was aiming at us, but anybody. He said, good luck at trying to review this. And he's right.
Because we don't want to give away the narrative.
Nope, absolutely not.
But we'll say as much as...
Based around what he said.
What he's already said.
So there are
10 ironing boards in the show.
Yeah. And they are characters. They are the cast. In fact, he gave me a little handout.
Oh, yes. What have you done with that?
At the end, which has got... Sorry, I'm just... Here we are. Man... Russell's paper. The ironing board cast. So, we've got Jimmy. I'm going to read them. I'm not reading them all out, but we've got Jimmy Steam as the henchman. We've got Donald Trump as Brad Trouser Press. You can see where it's going with this. I should leave the rest of them.
So you
get the idea, really.
Yeah.
Very silly. Very funny,
very
physical. I mean, he must be exhausted. he's running. I mean, he's running out. You know, at one point he ran out the back, came up, and came back through the front of the.
I mean, he ran up.
Yeah.
Through the audience
several times. Yeah, he's running around for the whole 4 hours.
And there were battles and lots of lifting ironing boards up.
Yes,
I mean, it was very physical. Yeah. It was very amusing. Well, it was more than amusing. It was funny. It is funny.
I mean, it is a Hollywood type show in the sense that it's meant to be a Hollywood movie. And there's lots of references to famous Hollywood movies right the way throughout it, isn't there? Mm. And it is. It's just hilarious. Yeah.
And there's a great soundtrack.
Yeah, actually, because you get little snippets of, you know, very much the soundtrack is part of the narrative as the physicality of what Jodie is acting as well. Mm. So that really, really works really well.
And the audience, I mean, it was a good audience.
Yeah, it was pretty full.
And, you know, they get very involved. So, you know, a couple of times he sort of says, you know, asks a question and we respond.
Yeah.
But an awful lot of it, you know, were natural responses.
Yeah.
People cheered and clapped. And when it was a sad bit, they went, so
people booed when Trump came on, which is fair enough.
It's been well thought out,
absolutely.
And he did make this reference at the end, you know, he has been told it's one of, or probably the most fringy
shows,
and I have to agree with him.
It is very fringy. I mean, it's not
very fringy.
The the only Fringy show that we've seen. But I mean, last night we saw
it's up there.
Yeah, it is up there. It's definitely so. If you, it's one of the top five Fringy shows. Yeah. I think we'd say, wouldn't we?
I mean, where else as you, would you
see something
this?
Like this? Yeah,
and that's what it's all about.
Yeah,
and it was great fun.
Yeah, but we don't want to tell you any of the narrative because you need to come see it.
No, you do need to come and see it.
Because it's a really entertaining hour.
Very.
Well, 50 minutes, I think it was,
No, I think it was an
hour. Was it an hour?
Yeah, it was an hour.
I know that the time flies. As we said before, when you're really enjoying something, the time literally goes by in seconds.
And if you're not enjoying it,
it takes half a day.
It was a full hour.
It was a full, yeah. It was action-packed. Absolutely brilliant. So do you want to say when it's on?
Yeah. So,
actually, just before we do, we were. This is the first time we've been to the
Appleton. It's Gilded Balloon at
Gilded
the Appleton.
Balloon Appleton building. This is a tip, really, because when we arrived, they've decided not to put posters up for the rooms that they've got. So you literally have to ask a member of staff. We were sort of looking around, thinking, is it this way? Is it that way? And finally, you went to the box office to tell us exactly where to go. So grab a member of staff the minute you walk through, because the queue will be there somewhere, but you've got no way of finding out.
No.
I think that's a misstep.
Yeah, there are no signposts. And they said that that's a choice.
Yeah, and
that's a wrong choice. You've got to ask a member of staff.
Yeah, which I just think is wrong. But anyway, that's nothing to do with the show. That's just a tip.
So it's actually called the Appleton Tower. It's venue 140. So it is in the Brabourne, because I think they've named all the stages after apples.
Is Brabourne an apple?
Yeah. And there's a Pink Lady. And anyway, there are others. So it is on now right through. So it ends on the 17th. And it is on at 4:15 in the afternoon. It's an hour long. And it is between now and the end of the run, it's either £15 or £14.
Depending on which day you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. Really good fun.
Yeah. Great fun.
How many stars?
A very good four from me.
A very good four from me too. I thought it was really, really good. Highly recommended.
Yep. Yeah, it is indeed.
We've got one more show to see later on today. Okay. And we'll see you then.
Cheers.
See you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.